That's great. Anyway, okay. So Tumblr has me a little miffed because they're taking down all the kind of the quote unquote porn sites on Tumblr. They're not taking them down, but they're making it so that they don't show up in search. And that's just straight up censorship. They might as well take them down. You know what I mean? It's all the same really at that point. If you're trying to like hide the content that exists, that in fact it might even be worse because you're just like, yes, I'm totally ashamed. You know, I still want them to use it, but I'm totally ashamed of this content, so I'm not going to have it show up in search. So I'm a little disappointed by that. May decide to move sovereigntech.com from Tumblr. One of the many things I love about Tumblr was the no holds barred, you know, the very, you know, the allowing of absolutely risque material, which right now Twitter seems to be the only one that isn't taking any action against risque material. Again, you know, against adult pornographic material. Of course, Twitter is taking action against other kinds of material. But you know, I'm admittedly, you know, I am in for lack of a better phrase, and I don't like this phrasing, but for lack of a better phrase, I am in a war with social conservatism, in my opinion. You know, I mean, that's just the way I can lay it out. And interestingly, I'm not the only one, but fortunately, where I am, I don't, at least at the moment, I don't have any repercussions for being against social conservatism. But in Saudi Arabia, which is what our story is about, this is not the case. Saudi Arabia is kind of a pet topic of mine. Because even when I wasn't an anarchist and I was, you know, I guess maybe even of a conservative bent, you could say, I never understood why we were friends with Saudi Arabia, as in we, the United States, because at the time I considered myself an American. I no longer do so. And I mean, just straight up, Saudi Arabia at that time, in my opinion, was the most. And if I, you know, wanted to keep these kind of opinion, or if, you know, I like this kind of language, I probably still would. I'd still say this, but Saudi Arabia was the most evil country on planet Earth. And yet the United States is the best of friends. I mean, kissing hands with the princes, holding hands with the princes, you know, the whole business, absolute respect. You know, and hell, I mean, it's disgusting. It's deplorable. When we say that we go into countries like Iraq, Afghanistan, go down the list, when we say we go there to bring them democracy and to bring freedom, and we post up pictures on the cover of popular magazines of a woman with her thumb being inked because she voted, and yet, you know, and we're so proud of that when we're in Iraq, and yet when you look at Saudi Arabia and women can't even drive on the roads. Forget about voting. Why exactly is the United States buddies? Why is this country that's so obsessed, supposedly, with people being free? Why is Saudi Arabia okay? Why does it get a pass? And it's not just George W. Bush. Obama's just as bad about it. Anyway, let's find out more. this is from TechLoan, and it's Saudis imprisoned for allegedly inciting protests via Facebook. Seven men are accused of breaking Saudi Arabia's anti-cybercrime law by taking to the social network to encourage protests and illegal gatherings. The Saudi Arabian government has sentenced seven men to prison on charges they used Facebook to incite protests and encourage illegal gathering, according to Human Rights Watch. Their sentences range from 5 to 10 years. Sending people off to years in prison for peaceful Facebook posts sends a strong message that there's no safe way to speak out in Saudi Arabia, even on online social networks, Human Rights Watch Deputy Middle East Director Joe Stork said in a statement. The seven men were originally arrested in September 2011 and have been in jail ever since. When they were finally put on trial in April, a specialized criminal court accused them of joining certain Facebook pages to incite protests, illegal gathering, and breaking allegiance with the king, and of assisting and encouraging these calls and corresponding with the Facebook pages, followers, and concealing them, according to Human Rights Watch. Again, let me make the statement. This isn't the main point I really want to make with with this country, but I can't repeat this enough. And if you're ever in conversation with, you know, people that are of a political persuasion that isn't, say, libertarian, this is just an easy way to get them to start thinking, I feel, because you just bring up, I mean, just quote that. Well, they're breaking allegiance with the king. That's what America was founded on, supposedly, was breaking allegiance with the king. Why aren't we supporting these guys? You know, who's to say they were even trying to break allegiance with the king? Maybe they don't mind their king. They just wanted a little more free thought in something. There's nothing in these articles about it, what exactly they were saying. Of course, you know, I'm sure the Saudi Arabian government probably said to Facebook, you need to take this stuff down. And Facebook probably agreed. Twitter would have done the same thing, apparently, recently. But anyway, breaking allegiance with the king, and we hold hands and we're okay with Saudi Arabia. Like, they're an ally. What the hell? Anyway, all of the accused were convicted of breaking a Saudi law titled the Anti-Cyber Crime Law, which deems it illegal to produce, send, or store material in an information network that could harm public order, according to Human Rights Watch. Public order. The seven men reportedly admitted to using certain activist Facebook pages, but they also said they didn't realize it was illegal. Saudi Arabia is known for having a low tolerance for online activity. In 2010, the government reportedly blocked Facebook because it didn't conform to the country's conservative values. And last year, well-known blogger Hamza Khashoggi was detained for writing an imaginary conversation with the Prophet Muhammad on Twitter. I'm going to have to look for that because I bet that was so good. Most recently, in March, the government threatened to block several popular internet chat, call, and messaging services, including Skype, WhatsApp, and Viber. The government said that these services weren't in line with the country's regulatory requirements. I'm just going to hit the point home one more time. Why is the United States government, why are they friends with them? Not just the United States government. Why are guys like John Hagee supportive? If you don't know who John Hagee is, he's a pastor, very popular televangelist pastor. Why is John Hagee so against Iran, saying that we need to attack Iran first? We need to do a preemptive strike against Iran. And you can read this stuff. I've read all of Hagee's books. I know what I'm talking about, okay? I'm not just making, like, blind attacks. You know, I've read The Defense of Israel. I've read Jerusalem Countdown. I've read Financial Armageddon. I've read all those. Anyway, why does John Hagee say, well, no, Saudi Arabia is all right? What do you mean Saudi Arabia is all right? Iran's not even doing half the stuff that Saudi Arabia is doing. I mean, they're doing a lot of it, make no mistake. So we've got seven guys in prison for just about 2 years for posting on Facebook. I mean, chew on that. How and why? You know, it blows my mind. And I really wish that Mark Zuckerberg would come out and make a statement and say, look, I made this so that people can have the freedom to express themselves. And I can't believe these seven guys are in prison here. Here's so many millions of dollars. Get them out of there. I will not have people in prison for using my service. Yeah, Zuckerberg or Sandberg, either one of them should have came out and said something like that. There should have been a statement about that, because it's very, very clear in the legality of this that it's because they were using Facebook in particular. There's no questions about that. It's because they were using Facebook, and they should have came out, you know, Zuckerberg or Sandberg should have came out and made a statement saying, no, how much do you want? We'll let them go. Or I'll make them into Mexican or American citizens. Do something. But you know what? And I can attest to this personally. You put up some pictures of meter maids in bikinis, or of people with cancer survivors who have done tremendous things with their body after the beautiful things with their body after, you know, tragic events after having cancer. You post that stuff, man, Facebook says, no, yeah, you're offending people. You got to go. So, you know what? I think Facebook doesn't mind that seven guys are in prison for 2 years for posting probably very free thought stuff. And there's nowhere, like, there's nowhere in the statements and in the court orders or whatever out of Saudi Arabia that says that they were inciting people to violence. You know, no one was saying kill the king. So what? So they wanted to assemble, you know, illegal gatherings. I don't even know what that means. I'm scared to find out what it means. But again, this is where people, it's such a mind fuck that, you know, the internet, yes, the freedom of speech on the internet, you know, stop SOPA and PIPA and all that. And yet nobody, you know, I mean, I'll blame them all. I'll blame every internet company, Wikipedia, all those people that were against SOPA and PIPA. How about they make a statement against the Saudi Arabian government for throwing people in jail because what? Because they wanted freedom of expression? How about let's have Wikipedia go black for that? But no, they were probably just too busy saying, well, in England and the United States, everything's fine, so who cares? Those other people aren't human anyway.